It's Shake and Bake, and I help.
I met her at the Burger King. Fell up outside the machine.
Hey, where's the meat?
We have the meat.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
This is Heartburn Honeys with Jason and Stephanie and food.
You ate it, Ralph.
Around.
I know. Okay, we're recording. We're here.
Look, I cooked. I slaved.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, these double-decker burgers with the tri-cut buns and the crispy fries. Oh, this is McDonald's.
I fought so much traffic to get this McDonald's.
So how you doing?
I, according to my dermatologist, am doing excellent.
And according to you, how are you doing?
Feeling pretty good about the election.
Yeah, no kidding. So we just had, I don't care where you live, you probably have heard the results already if you're anywhere near social media.
Well, if you were interested in Ohio politics.
Or if you just know us. Yesterday, the good and wonderful people of Ohio voted to enshrine a woman's right to her own bodily autonomy into the Constitution.
Thank God. Our governor's big mad about it because he's a raving jackass.
And also, you can come here and have pot now.
Yeah. I think that having medicinal weed helped ease the way in. People were like, oh, it's actually fine.
I'd say there's probably some doctors out there who are like, you know, good. Now I don't have to keep, writing up referrals for marijuana.
The Cleveland Clinic won't write referrals for medical marijuana. Mm. They got too much money tied up in pharmaceutical research that isn't marijuana-based. And, you know, because this is still fairly new, there isn't as much testing on pot for medicine as they want. And I'm sure like UH and Metro follow that same policy generally.
Right.
Summa, I guess. But individually, I don't think they care. It's just the institutional policy.
Yeah, so those passed. Some people are happy, other people not so much, and I'm here for it.
Well, it was a nice reminder that Ohio is actually a purple state, not a red state. And we're really gerrymandered. And yeah, we have some extremists, and our governor is insane and corrupt. But that amount of power would corrupt most people. Governors have too much power. And when DeWine dies of scurvy, yes, I'm wishing that upon him. Because I feel like he's going to fall even deeper into conspiracy red-pilledness, and he's going to go on that Jordan Peterson diet, and he's just going to eat raw beef, and he's going to get scurvy. And I love that for him. I hope he continues to reject medical science and dies the way he's lived. Accepting bribes from First Energy.
I believe he's... He is in his last term. So I believe... I think Ohio is a term-limited state.
Well, he's just kind of aging out of it, too, I think. I would be shocked if he ran again.
I swear sometimes he's 102 years old.
Well, he's clinging to relevancy, as are we all.
I was waiting for his... I was waiting for him to do something like he did, you know, during during the early days of the pandemic and, you know, like, do one of his little... Basically, at the early part of the pandemic when he was talking about lockouts, he had, like, this... It wasn't really a press conference. He did kind of a sit down and talk to the people of Ohio, and it was almost like, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
He started out okay, and I think he got worse.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was sort of like our Uncle DeWine.
Mm-hmm. So I was waiting to get one of those like this week sometime. Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed in you.
I love that article you sent me where he's like, people should be getting advice from doctors, not Planned Parenthood. And the person interviewing him's like, those people are doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what a fucking idiot.
Well, sure, you know.
Like, if you're gonna platform against something, you should probably know something about it.
Because I sent that article to you and I asked you, I'm like, do these people think, like, you know, Planned Parenthood is just like a 10-minute oil change place for abortions?
Oh yeah, they lube you up, insert the socket wrench, dilate that cervix.
I'm gonna yank it out. And, you know, check the fluids, you know, put some air in the tires and, you know, send you on your way.
Well, he's also making a bold assumption that Planned Parenthood is the only place that does abortions.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, I also feel like they feel like, you know, like it's just this dirty building, you know, that where, you know, there's a guy standing outside in like a dirty white doctor's coat smoking a cigarette, and as a pregnant woman walks by, he goes, hey. Hey, you know, I can get rid of that for you. Come on up.
You know the people who are doing that are the anti-choice people.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones lurking and being weird and dirty outside the building. Mm-hmm. Most of the people going there just want, like, condoms and referrals for mammograms.
Mm-hmm.
They want prenatal care.
Mm-hmm.
Ultrasounds and folic acid. Well, and the same people in my community who wanted to restrict abortion access also didn't want to pass the school levies. Because there's a small but insane contingent of people who want to drive everyone into Ohio's, like, bizarre umbrella homeschooling that has no oversight and allowed actual Nazis to have a homeschool ring.
Mm-hmm.
Out by Toledo. The same system that allowed Bishop Sycamore to,
Mm-hmm.
do what it did to those poor kids. And yes, if you're 20, you're still a kid.
Well. By the way, if you have HBO, highly recommend BS High. It'll piss you off.
Yeah, it's not the lighthearted fun thing we thought it would be.
No, but it is.
Guy's a horrible man.
I think my favorite voice in that whole thing was Bomani Jones.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Very, very, like, I'm trying to think of the right, you know, the right wording.
He was like a polymath. Like, he was brought in as a mm-hmm. sports expert, but he also had this, like, almost journalistic understanding of, like, the Ohio Charter rules mm-hmm. that allowed the weird religious homeschooling exemption that allowed it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just really had a broad understanding of the entire topic. It was hard to watch a lot for me, not just the claims about this guy's more violent tendencies,
mm-hmm.
which were shocking and horrible, but the way he clearly thought this documentary was going to be, like, everyone talking about how smart and clever he was.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out he probably has something psychologically wrong with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, no, it's,
There was, like, a moment where that mask dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we caution people against, like, talking about other people's mental health on the internet, but it was, alarming to see.
Oh, so, yeah, it was a, good day for Ohio yesterday.
Yeah.
Good day for a lot of places.
Yeah, a lot of places didn't have anything on their ballot. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there were other states that had big items, but of our friends and family.
Well, I was telling you about, you know, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll just say it on the record, if you will. 66 billionaires in Texas own more wealth and more property than 70% of Texans. And yet, yesterday, 68% of Texans voted to prohibit taxing based on wealth, or I can't remember the other word that was in there. It wasn't on income, because it's, you know, then you just prohibit income.
There are all kinds of ways to make money that aren't income.
But it was like,
well, what's especially egregious about that was just a couple years ago, we watched people freeze to death in Texas because mm-hmm. their electrical grid's off the system. And that tax money could have gone to fixing that.
Mm-hmm.
So that people don't freeze to death.
Yeah, but they just let the rich get richer.
Well, and they're going to let their infrastructure go to shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the point of taxes.
That is one, like, Ohio pisses me off in a lot of ways, but, you know, I'm glad, you know, first of all, we have water.
That's a location thing.
Yeah, I know. We have a fairly solid grid.
Yes. Also, again, a location thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't want to work. I wouldn't want to live in California.
I don't care for California.
It's so damn expensive.
Well, I've only ever been to LA, so I guess it's not representative of most of California, but I didn't care for it.
Yeah, San Francisco is expensive too.
I thought LA was sad. Like, the people made me sad.
Mm-hmm.
You could smell the desperation.
I know, Massachusetts is expensive. I like Minnesota. Minnesota's a nice, very nice state.
Well, one of the big problems we have here is the temperature swings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you'll get this across the Midwest, where it's negative 30 Fahrenheit, and then in the summer it'll shoot up to the hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's usually within a week.
Yeah, it can be. And that causes storms, and that causes, like, erosion. And,
mm-hmm.
Like, with my fence, where the ground kept freezing and expanding and contracting, it loosens the fence posts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you've got these climate change-driven weather swings that cause expensive utilities and problems mm-hmm. with crops. And so we do have that. That's not great.
So what's next for this state? Do we go after the problem of gerrymandering next?
Well, we tried, and they couldn't pass it, and then they just gave up.
Hmm.
You've been following that, right? The map was rejected. It's unconstitutional. They were given deadlines to fix it. They didn't. And then the election happened, and they were like, welp.
I'm talking about a full reform. You know, another vote of the people.
God.
Let's straighten it out.
Well, Milan asked an interesting question, and that was, like, so we had these two big things pass. The one is constitutional. He was like, is it going to be harder to change? Because, you know, people are going to try to change it. Mm-hmm. Then the pot thing, which is just, like, a state statute. And I was like, that is an interesting question, because there are two different actions. The one is constitutional. That requires, like, ballot initiative.
Mm-hmm.
But the other is by the Ohio Supreme Court. The people can also challenge that, and that's just a different type of legislative action. So they're probably both equally, I don't know, like, it's harder to say, is it hard to change or not, because who's in the state Supreme Court?
So, the Republicans here, the highly gerrymandered state legislature, has already said that they are going to they're going to do everything in their power to basically take the teeth out of the amendment and protect the innocent babies that are going to be killed. I hate that.
A lot of them are going to die anyway, because that's why the women are terminating in the first place. Mm-hmm. Is because they're not viable.
And the pot one, I think they're probably going to destroy that.
I think it's going to make us too much money. I think what they're going to do is use it to bloat law enforcement budgets.
Oh boy.
Because what do cops love? Aside from violence against unarmed people darker than this roll of paper towels. They love bloated budgets, and they're going to use that money to pull over and search people more egregiously. And also, you know, a troubling thing about testing for pot is, like, I don't know that there's any great rapid test for pot, at least not available to law enforcement. So, if you get in a fender bender and say you had some type of pot, I don't know, like 3 weeks ago, and you do it regularly enough, it's in your system, are you going to get busted for OBI because there's pot in your system, even though, you know, you're clearly not impaired and haven't touched anything in weeks? I don't know. I don't know how other states are handling that. But I can't imagine Ohio's going to handle it well.
Really? You don't say. Ohio handle anything well?
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, and it's not like you pull someone over and you smell weed on them. Because people are vaping now, and we got edibles are a whole thing now.
Look at our governor freaking out about, you know,
not understanding what Planned Parenthood is?
Not understanding what Planned Parenthood is. About a month ago or so, comes out with this line, you know, this isn't your grandfather's marijuana. It's like, no, it's actually safer because, you know, most of it's grown in controlled, you know, it's grown a lot more controlled.
I will give him the point that he's right, that it tends to be stronger than it was when our parents were smoking gutter weed in the 70s.
But gutter weed is dangerous in other ways.
Sure.
You have a lot more byproducts.
We're not talking about immediate danger, though. We're talking about level of impairment. Mm-hmm. So you might, I don't even know what the most popular way to consume. You might consume a unit of marijuana. I sound like a cop.
You might consume a marijuana.
Yes, you might have a universe.
We need
Mandy here.
We need either Mandy or MMD.
Or my brother, yeah.
Yeah, we need MMD to let us know.
My brother, famed pothead. Yeah, but you might have a marijuana, and you might think, oh, yeah, I did this, like, back in college. I'm going to be able to do X, Y, and Z. And then suddenly you find your ass is glued to the couch because you have underestimated. And also what we have now are different ways of consumption. So you don't necessarily know when it's going to hit you. This is a problem with the edibles. So what? You take an edible, and you don't know when it's... It could show up 45 minutes later. It could show up an hour and a half later. You take a second edible, because you're like, this edible ain't shit. Now you're blasted, and it's ruined the next day.
I might be completely out of line here in saying this. But I don't think this is really going to increase the number of people who are... using marijuana. The people who are already doing pot are going to keep doing it.
I agree. I think the only thing it's going to change is our law enforcement and that we're going to be bringing in income and also people growing it here. Mm-hmm. It's going to change agriculture for the better, I think. I think this is great news.
I wonder, are we going to be able to, you know, you can be able to go to, like, you know, the Home Depot Garden Center and pick up, I'll take two of the Indica and...
Probably not. It's probably going to be heavily regulated. So I was reading something about employment law, because I'm a nerd, and they were talking about how it will actually increase things like drug testing in certain industries. So if you're like a paramedic
or... I'm not touching, you know, I...
Oh, you have no interest in it
anyway. I have no interest in it, and even if I did, well, I can't even if I wanted to.
We're not talking about your industry. We're talking about people who are more inclined to have... ramifications if they screw up at their job. So, like, doctors, people who have CDLs, they might increase the frequency of the testing. It's going to change employment law. And Ohio is already an at-will state. You can basically get fired for anything as long as it's not discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
And it's extremely hard to prove.
Of course.
If you are fired for something like discrimination. So this
I think that's what we have to go after next. I think we have to go after the at-will employment statute. And that's an important one.
I do too, but it'll never happen.
Another vote of the people. I mean, hell, let's take advantage until the state legislature finally says no more.
Well, I'm telling you, Jawan's going to give himself scurvy. He's going to go on the Jordan Peterson diet. He will complete his transformation into America's JP.
I can't even picture that.
And someone else will step into it. You can't. You read that article where he was ranting about the abortion pills that don't exist. Next thing you know, he's going to be emailing his patient list to sell his book and not actually providing them... medical care.
But by the way, on Alien Biblical, on the Twix. Thank you, Oliver. I reposted a pair of articles by a Reverend Martin Oakley talking about the Covenant Eyes software. We got into a conversation yesterday in DMs talking about this, the software. You know, it's been in the news because it was what Josh Duggar was. Yeah, you know, he was caught, even though he was using it and skirting his way around it.
By using Linux.
Yeah, he used a Linux. He used a Linux partition, dual boot system on his computer to get around it.
That's because Linux is demonic. It doesn't allow God's eyes upon it.
But Reverend Oakley, he emailed the company and even tried calling them on the phone because he is not only a reverend, but a 30-year veteran of the IT industry and is very concerned with the security. And at one, you know, they email him, you know, saying that, you know, Our software is very secure, but we can't say anything about it, because of matters of security. And I'm like, we're both like, that's bullshit.
Well, are they charging like $19? Is it a month?
It's $17 a month or $184 a year.
My God, you and I should go into software development.
But the thing is, we both came to the same conclusion. Any company worth their salt who has a secure product, the problem isn't getting them to talk about, you know, the security that they're using. The problem is getting them to shut up about it, because they will talk your ear off about every little nook and cranny of security that they have, because if it's secure, you're not going to get through it.
I was just thinking that there's a real precedent for bizarre software security programs to have ties to lunatics.
Mm-hmm.
McAfee.
Oh, yeah.
Covenant Eyes. Great name for a software. Like, but it's, no notes. I love it.
Oh, it is.
I want to put that on your phone.
But he... Oh, God, don't.
I'm going to get an alert every time you look at old-timey electronics.
It's... Basically, we've determined it's voluntary spyware. And as I told him, you know, I put ransomware on my computer voluntarily. You know, I purposely loaded up ransomware onto a computer to try it out. I wouldn't do that with this software. Even if the company said, here, try it out for yourself. I was like, no.
Well, yeah, I mean, because wasn't that part of the problem with the McAfee stuff, too? Like, it was just...
Oh, yeah.
It was actually, like, a backdoor for...
Well, they got it to such a point where it was no longer just... Well, them and Norton did the same thing. You know, they did this Norton Internet Security, and it, like, monitored all your traffic coming in and going out.
It slowed down your computer. It made you more susceptible to that nonsense.
And that's the problem with this stupid, monitoring software is, first of all, it looks like they're using a VPN. You know, they're skirting through a VPN to monitor all your traffic. Or, like, they're putting, you know, you're installing basically an AI client on your computer, which is going to kill your resources.
Well, and then it becomes sentient. And
then
it steals your wife.
Sure, why not? But yeah, it's very it's a fascinating pair of articles. It's a two-parter because apparently he's on Substack, and you know they tell you, you know, you should stop here and make it, you know,
make a donation.
You should stop here because there's email limits, because Substack articles can be emailed. Well, there's a limit to how long an email, you know, they can send. So they advise, you know, splitting the article. So then he wrote the second half, and it's like, holy shit. Yeah, it doesn't sound secure. It doesn't, I mean, the fact that they won't say much about their security says, yeah, they're outsourcing it.
So if these are people like the speaker and his son, if they truly have an addiction,
mm-hmm.
and that addiction right now is pornography, I feel sorry.
And you're going to stumble right into the same answer as the conclusion of the second part of the article.
No, I'm not apologizing. I'm just saying that they're taking advantage of people mm-hmm. who have genuine addiction, who need, you know... I mean, and there is a point of accountability with that, but what they need is actual therapy for that addiction.
Ding, ding, ding. That's the conclusion of the article.
Both
you know, if
can
you
be true. You can use mm-hmm. you can use a content blocker right. and go to therapy.
Yes,
but it is still abhorrent of them to. Well, if their software is doing what it says it's doing, I guess that's fine. It's bad that it has these security holes, but if it is blocking the person from viewing porn, I guess, you know, that's the point.
Also, there are, in their terms of service and their EULA, there are, I'll say red flags. Part of the agreement says that, you know, they will not sell your information. And another part of it says we might sell your information to our third, or to, you know, to our strategic partners.
I feel like that's everyone's licensing agreement, though.
It's like, why
I think,
are
honestly,
you telling me both?
I never read the licensing agreement. I would be that person. You know how it went so great for Faust? Like, that would be me. Only, I wouldn't do it knowingly. I'd sign a contract, and it would be like, oh, by the way, you owe, like, a favor unspecified to Satan. I wouldn't even look. I'd be like, yes, I want this new you know, DLC for City Skylines. Hell yeah, sign me up. And then he'd show up and he'd be like, I demand my unspecified favor. And I'd be like, no one really reads these things.
But yeah, going through it, you know, a lot of it's boilerplate, but then there's some, you know, parts of it are boilerplate that are contradicted by other parts that aren't boilerplate.
That's what happens when you copy-paste and Frankenstein a lot of different contracts together.
Yeah. So it's not like this company just doesn't even, like, it sounds like they outsource their security because they have no idea what the hell they're talking about. And won't talk about it, which, you know, if you have your security solution, you're going to talk about it. Like I said, you know, the problem ain't getting them to talk about it. It's getting them to shut up about it.
My whole security solution, if you hack into something from my computer, I will break your fingers with a hammer.
Okay.
That's my security solution. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's fun. Yeah, that was a fun conversation. I'd love to find somebody who worked there, you know, who worked for the company.
I bet they've signed non-disclosures up the wazoo.
Probably. Either that or the company was too stupid to make them do it.
Well, where's this company located? Is this a U.S. company?
I have no idea. I haven't looked.
I always find that interesting.
It might be a U.S., but, but yeah, this is the, I mean, oh yeah, also, I have Surfshark VPN, if you had this on your computer and you started Surfshark, you can, there would be no information sent to the main server. Also, everything's on the main server.
Well, yeah, and if you truly had an addiction and you wanted to get around it, you'd just install Linux. You'd do a Docker.
All you do is...
Turn it off?
Google it. Google how to get around it, because guess what? That information's out there.
Yeah.
Oh, so... Anything else? You know, I mean, this was fun. Oh, yeah. We had McDonald's, Big Macs. Fries. It was good.
Yeah, sorry I didn't get anything fancy, but the menu was uninspired, and I was behind a guy with a truck so big that he needed a ladder to get into it.
Oh.
It's very distracting.
Very nice. Anyway, folks, that's going to do it for us. Happy snacking, everyone.
Later, taters.